right. All right. Let's just bow our heads to pray. Father, we just thank you. Lord, I know absolutely nothing except what you reveal to me. Lord, by the blood of Jesus, we all come to you. Lord, like priests, as priests and kings, as priests, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, we come boldly to your throne of grace. We have come to obtain mercy. Find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we come into your presence. Speak to us. Speak to me. May we hear you. We silence every voice of condemnation right now. We silence every contrary voice. We thank you for your spirit in this place, setting people free. For where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We thank you as your word comes forth. As I hear, I speak. As I speak, you confirm your word with signs following. I thank you for healing, for deliverance here today. I thank you for a remembrance you're stirring, a repentance you're stirring, a return to you, our first love. Lord, I pray over relationships, Lord, that may be shaken or almost dead right now. Relationships born of you, born of your spirit. But Lord, coming under attack. Lord, we say in the name of Jesus, we wage war in the spirit and command every attack to cease. We command a stirring, an outpouring of your spirit once again, shed abroad in hearts, stirring up the power of love, the spirit of power, and a sound mind. Thank you. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Right, our theme throughout this month of April, and we will be moving, going on a top gear, on a higher gear from this April. If you observe, we've been kind of doing family services since we started doing the physical meetings. And just slowly, slowly, as the Spirit of God is leading us, building us, you know, we're returning. Some of us have been online physically for, physically in our houses. We've been doing the online services. There are some people, in all sincerity, the last time I saw them was 2 years ago. We just see online, we see on Zoom. But we give God the glory since the start of the pandemic in 2020. If you recall, it was around this same time in 2020 that the entire world went on a global lockdown. And we were all asked to stay in our houses. I still remember. Thank God for, you know, social media. Some of these things just pop up. And we'll tell you 2 years ago. And I remembered everything like yesterday. But, you know, the funny thing is, because events have overtaken the past, the things that have happened in the past, there's a tendency for us to forget. We forget where we're coming from. We forget the things that have happened. Everybody's scrambling, trying to get back to normal. But in all sincerity, I will tell you, since March 2020, the world we live in has not been the same. And I will tell you this by the Spirit of God, it will never be the same again. Why? Because we are living in a time, in a season, we are drawing closer and closer to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, it is happening and it is going to happen. Read from the book of Matthew 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, all the events that Jesus spoke about, they are happening right before our very eyes. It is so scary. Whatever you see happening in Europe now between Russia and Ukraine, it's right there written over thousands of years ago. There will be wars. There will be rumors of wars. The pandemic, the whole world went under. All written in the scriptures. It is scary. It's like we're watching a movie. It's just that the cinema is not in some building. It's real. Real time. And people, there is the tendency that we forget where we're coming from. We forget things that have happened. And once in a while, maybe we just remember and then we move on. You see, it just reminds me of two people. We were young then. We had two parents to a friend. And I remembered, as I'm talking now, the picture is coming back to my face. And I remembered going into, the family house. And, the father showed up in the house. And I saw the way his mom froze. And not just the mom froze. Everybody in the house froze. And he was actually very angry. I could see some agitation in him. And then you could see clearly the husband, the father just walked in and he was so bullish. He was talking to the mom anyhow, talking to the children anyhow, sat down, and before you knew it, the atmosphere that was actually a little bit cordial suddenly became so tense. Just told my friend, nobody told us we needed to leave that environment. And I remembered I was walking. We were about 14, 15-year-olds then. And then I remembered before I walked out of the house, I saw the wedding picture of his parents. I saw the way the dad held the mom looking into her face. You could see once upon a time, these two people were in love. Something was between them. But what we just witnessed, whatever was between them, had gone. And I remember I felt so pained and sad as a child. I mean, a young child then. I still remember 14, 15-year-olds we were. That what could have gone wrong between these two couples? What could have gone wrong? Why? Once upon a time, they must have been in love. The theme for this month, people, is return to your first love. There is a tendency that love, when you look at the scriptures, and by the grace of God, if the Spirit of God permits, what God has showed me, some things that can make our love grow cold. Step by step, the Spirit of God showed me, and I'll do it maybe next week. I don't know if the Spirit permits. Love that once existed can actually grow cold. And I'm talking about love between two people. You will agree with me that there are relationships you start. The relationships start on a very healthy, lovely, loving, wonderful note. And before you know it, the relationship goes sour. Some of us are falling out of with people. Maybe you are even hearing this online and you just fell out with someone today or yesterday or this week. What was a budding relationship just went sour. People, we need to take heed. And some of the things that we will be sharing this month, I believe, will steer us up to return to the place where we once were. Relationship-wise, love-wise, walk-wise, so many things. I believe the Spirit of God will address and we will return to our first love. If you go with me to Revelation chapter 2, which is the theme where the word came from, I began to see some things, I believe just revealed by the Spirit of God. some things in Revelation chapter 2. In Revelation chapter 2, please, if you have a young child with you and they don't have, we give them sheets, we give them things to draw with, because the children have been picking up so many deep things. I'm telling you, awesome. We capture them, we ask them to submit these sheets, and then we put them on our social media platforms. So if you go on Love Assembly Liverpool Facebook, Love Assembly Liverpool Instagram, you will see the things your children, you think they come to services and they don't listen. You will see the things they've been learning, the seeds that has been planted in them. And these seeds will germinate. So please, if you can help us with the younger children, make sure they are engaged, they are drawing. Apostle Nathaniel wants to preach with me today. Just leave him. You know, by their bags, you shall know them. So please just make sure, you will be amazed that the children are listening. So that's the way we just designed the family services. But we're going a notch higher, where we'll be having, you know, designated and things to address all the children. So we are reaching that time by the Spirit of God. So just be patient with us. We will make sure that every child and young child is covered. Revelation chapter 2. The Bible says here, and I read from, let's read from verse 1. I will read, I'm just doing an introduction today, but I will title this, "What is my first love?" What is my first love? I'll lay a foundation. I don't want to bore us with too much talk. We're going to pray. And I believe the fire of God that might have gone off in your love walk, love life, relationships, there will be fire reignited today in the name of Jesus. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, write, "These things says he who holds seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands." Verse 2, "I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and you have not become weary." Verse 4, "Nevertheless," the King James Version says, "but I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen, repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." And verse 7, who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the trees of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." What is my first love? Listen, we're not just talking about love affair here. I want to share with us what I believe is the foundation to every other thing. In terms of relationships, in terms of anything you want to do in life that will help you to succeed. The principles, the patterns that will help our love walk, our relationships, to actually be sustained, so that we don't just start relationships and along the line, it fizzles out. Now, once upon a time, one of the people who were hanging around the Lord Jesus came to him. And one of them asked an interesting question. He was a religious man. I believe if you would go to Mark chapter 12, he asked Jesus a question. And the question, when we begin to read from verse 28, the Bible says, then one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together, perceived that he had answered them well and asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus, verse 29, answered him, this is the first of all commandments. The first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Let me stop there. I happen to have an engineering background, and especially in the area of structures, construction, building. And I'm telling you, there is no structure, building put together that will not go through testing, that will not be tried by the natural elements, wind, rain, storm at times, flood. The buildings we live in, the structures that are put together, each one will go through a testing. Buildings don't just accommodate us. They protect us, they shield us from all these elements, but they are designed to also withstand pressures, atmospheric pressures, trials, testings. Any structure that is put together, that is put together in a way not designed to withstand all these trials, then is a big, huge joke. I'm telling you. Now, in construction, before you build anything, the first thing you design and build is the foundation. Because the strength of anything is not the strength of whatever you put on top. The real strength comes from the foundation. The foundation is what is holding the building together. I mean, you will recall when Jesus was saying, anyone who hears my word and does it, I will liken him to a man who dug the earth, laid a foundation, and then put up a building. And he said, the wind blew, the rains came, the flood, the streams came, shook the house, but the house stood firm. He said, but he who hears my word but does not do it, I will liken him to a man who just built a house and just put it on the surface of the ground. The same wind, the same streams came, beat on the house, and the Bible says, great was the fall of the house. Listen, people, if you get the understanding and the principle Jesus was sharing there, what makes that house stand and withstand pressure and trials and troubles that's going to befall it is the foundation. The foundation of any relationship, any at all, is love. But I want us to start understanding when we mention love, okay? We're talking today about what is my first love. What is my first love? Listen, your first love is not your first girlfriend. Your first love is not your first boyfriend. We're talking about what is my first love, not what was my first lust. We're not talking about desires that drove us and we entered into relationships and then things went sour. We're talking about a person. People, love is not a feeling. Love is not some spooky goosebumps you just feel. I used to know the line of a song growing up. And the line says, "You make my heart skip a beat every time I see you." Listen, if you know anybody, right, and you call it love, when you see them, your heart skips a beat. Please, I will recommend you go and see Dr. Uche or Dr. BC here to check whether you have a heart condition. You make my heart skip a beat every time I see you. So every time you're around them, your heart starts beating. You're dead, bro. Listen, love is not a feeling. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I remember a song we were taught when I started knowing God. And that song really tells me what knowing God is all about. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I've memorized it, not just for memory, but I've memorized it so that it will become part of me and it will guide me in life. It says, "Beloved," verse 7, "let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God. He that does not love," listen, "does not know God, for God is love." Love is not a feeling. Love does not make your heart skip a beat. Love does not give you goosebumps. That's not the measure that you are in love. Love is a person. Love is God. What it simply means. I know I've shared this before, but I pray by the Spirit of God we will start having a better understanding. Please, Dr. Uche, come. And Dr. BC, come. This is very prophetic. Okay? So this is Dr. Uche. And this is Dr. BC. By the way, if your heart is skipping a beat, you can see either of them. So if Dr. Uche falls in love with Dr. BC, do you know what I will tell him? Okay? I will ask him that, what tripped you that you fell? We need to check. If anything, you know, have you heard, "Wow, that babe is tripping me, man"? Don't worry, we've been there before. We've gone on many trips. Don't pastor me. This is my first love. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. So, I will ask him what tripped him. We need to check. You don't fall in love. You walk into God and through God into love. So if Dr. Uche now comes back and says, "I love Dr. BC," what he's saying, replace God with love. He's saying, I don't want to use the word play God. Just imagine I'm God. I don't want to play God. God forbid I play God in anybody's life. Say amen. Because it's terrible. I'm telling you, as a pastor, you have to be careful. You don't start playing God in people's lives. So if he says, "I love BC," this is what he's saying. I God, this is me, hold me. I, God, busy. There is no way Dr. Uche, God, and BC are together. It's called a threefold cord that cannot be broken. Let somebody come and try and attack. Who can try and give him an uppercut? Come on. Uncle Ferrari. Let's celebrate Uncle Ferrari. Okay. All right. So, try and attack any one of them. Just imagine you want to attack them. Are you getting me? You are attacking the three of us. All right? See when you tried. No, try and move him again. So as you move him, you will have God and BC to contend with. And we will deal with you, bro. You're in trouble. You thought you came against one. I, God, you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Go and guard your wife and your children. There is no way God is between Dr. Uche and Dr. BC here. Anything he wants to do, he will remember what is between them. God forbid. All right? Just God forbid. Say God forbid.
God forbid.
Okay. Just imagine you want to hit her. Where will you pass through? So, can you pass through God and hit her and God won't stop you? So, everything between the two of you is regulated by who is between you. But listen, you say, I'm not doing God again. The way some of you are looking at me as if I want to marry her. I'm married. That's my wife here. I can literally hear, why are you holding her like that? Why are you holding her? It's for demonstration purpose. Okay. All right. So can you see the danger? One party walks away from God. That party is in danger and this relationship goes sour. She's still holding on to God. But then if she can, if herself and God can really intervene, and then they go together. Bro, why are you behaving like, no, you don't pull. You don't pull. Come back to God. You say come back, so you pull. You must come back to God today. Are you getting me? With God. Right? And the Spirit of God, Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, the love of God has been poured afresh into us by the Spirit. So she's talking to God, and the Spirit of God is intervening and then touches his heart. Love of God is poured back in his heart. He returns to God. Right? A threefold cord which cannot be broken. I, God, you. For as long as God is between you, the relationship works. Why? Because everything you're doing it dictated by the one between you. But if you say, yeah, I've read some Mills and Boone love story, and, you know, I don't need God anymore. Let me go and read what I... Let me practice what I read in Milsam. So I don't know, in my time, those were the love novels. And please, young people, don't go and look for Milsam Boone, okay? Those were the, I don't know, did they, was there Milsam Boone in your time? Did you read Milsam Boone? We cast out every Milsam Boone.
Amen.
Anointing.
Amen.
And he says he will be doing things as he read from Milsam Boone. Is detaching from God. Or, likewise, no, I'll just go and read some philosophical book, psychology book, that says that 6 steps on how to win a man. You know, one day I was watching all sorts of nonsense on YouTube now. This girl, she's not married, but she did a whole video to teach people how to get a man to propose to you. And I watched it. Yes. It's too late for me. There's no proposal anymore. Listen, I was curious. But what shocked me, Dr. Lucky, he had only God knows how many thousands, several hundred thousands of views. And I went to the video we uploaded once where I preached about love, the love of God. And I checked how many views. Kingsley, why are you laughing? The one you preached, how many people watched it? We are living in perilous times where people are departing from the truth, from the word of God. People, love is not a feeling. Love is a person. So the foundation of anything you want to build, relationship-wise, it may not necessarily be marriage. If love is the foundation, anything you build on love, you build a business on love, on God's principles, that I want to be a blessing. You saw the T-boys lead us in declaration. I arise, I create solutions, I solve problems. That's what the Spirit of God does. You don't marry somebody to give them problems and create problems. You marry someone under God's guidance, God between you, dictating everything. You get angry. You remember, God says, don't let your anger. What's that scripture? Don't let the sun go down. So you're angry. You're angry in the morning and then you see the sun going down. You remember God is between you. You know what you do? You obey God. That's it. You come back and you make up. Because God says the sun is going down and my anger must go down with the sun. That's the principle. Business, anything at all. God is love, and love is not a feeling. Love is a person who controls, dictates everything and how you relate with everything that God created. If God is between you and anything, whoever, you will see how you will start relating with that thing or that person. You will see how you start relating with God's creation. You see how you start relating with people. But then, this man asked, what is the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God. That's the foundation. You have the love of God in your heart, you are unstoppable. It dictates everything you do. It will work. Because God, who created everything, will tell you how to operate everything he created. How to operate your life, how to operate relationships, how to go into business, how to make profit, how to be a blessing, how to go out, how to come in, how to treat somebody else's child, how to speak to somebody else's sister, how to... Let me tell you something that helps me personally as a pastor. One day I was reading the scriptures. Paul was writing to Timothy, and he said, the younger women, treat them like sisters. The older, treat them like mothers. Say, likewise, the younger men and all that. And it dawned on me. If I see every human being and I can put them in the category that the word of God is dictating. So, for example, I see Beryl. She's somebody else's daughter. She's somebody else's sister. And the Bible says, I mean, by the grace of God, she's younger than me. And I treat her the way I would treat my own blood sister. How do you think I will relate with her? Will I harbor evil thoughts? Let's just pray. I don't know what God has said to you today. I can't say much. I'm not led to say much, but I'm led we should pray. If you don't mind, if you want to bow your heads or if you want to stand, just pray, Father, in any area of my life. If you want to stand, please stand.
Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God.
Everybody lift up your hands and let's just pray. Lord, heart. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad, poured in our hearts by the Spirit of God. Open your heart today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, He's the one, when we receive, He comes in. He's the Word of God. He brings the love of God. He introduces Jesus. He convicts us of Jesus, of our sins. And it shows us we need God. We need the love of God. The Bible says, as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the children of God. When you become a child of God, you are becoming a child of love. All over again, please pray. Change my heart. Take any heart, bitterness, pain, relationships have broken down. Lord, I just need your love to reignite the fire. Reignite the fire. Pour afresh. Lord, Holy Spirit, come, I pray. Breathe upon everyone here. Revive relationships that are dying. Marriages. Lord, homes. I pray, fire. Children that have departed from the living God. Children that were dedicated to you. Lord, but now they are lost in the world. Bring them back home. Bring them back home. Let there be a reigniting in the name of Jesus. Everybody, please pray. My heart, oh God.